Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Listener discretion is advised. We do not filter or edit anything out. Explicit content will be featured, we think, because today's episode is about music. So it will be kind of weird if it's explicit. But you know us, we make anything explicit. It could be literally about macaroni. And we would be like,
this fucking macaroni is bussin'.
Yes, it smells like dick and balls. So, yummy. You know, it's already getting explicit. So there you go. You know what? I warned y'all. So today's episode is about music. So, yeah.
That's great. Love music.
We love music. So,
we love music.
Because it's about music, we're actually going to be singing throughout the entire episode and starting from now. So you need to tell your story singing.
This story.
Okay, no. No, immediately no. That sounded like a whale.
I know. It was not supposed
that
to be.
That sounded good. Actually like Dory trying to sound like a whale. Do you remember that from the movie?
No, I don't. You mean the original Finding Nemo?
Yes, the original.
And she was like...
And she's like, I can speak whale.
Yeah.
That sounded like that.
Yeah, that was my impression of Dory, you know?
So, before we get into it, what is music? Do you got a definition for us?
I think I do. I'll do my best. It says, of course, on the inter of the nets, vocal or instrumental sounds, or both, combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion.
Not to be shady, some artists should look up the definition.
Yeah. Because I was thinking the same thing.
It said beauty. It said beauty. Some of these bitches not making shit. That's no. Beautiful.
Who are you calling out?
Okay, let's both call out one artist.
Okay. I have someone.
Let me see.
It takes too long. Okay, let me do it first.
Yes?
Cardi B.
Well...
No!
I mean, I kind of like Bodak Yellow.
But is it beauty?
Well, I mean, everyone knows I'm Team Nicki, so I will forever be a Barb.
Or a WAP. That's not giving beauty.
No, but WAP is good. WAP is like a good song.
Yeah, okay. But
so
it's not giving beauty.
It's not giving beauty, but I don't think Cardi B is like the worst artist there is. But if I had to call out someone, I think it would be maybe... No, I like Iggy.
I know.
I know, that's controversial as well. I think, no, you know what? I think probably Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Wayne is like... Obviously, Lil Wayne is like iconic, okay? It's...
Yeah.
Just such an iconic person, and he created, you know, Young Money, and he's just amazing. But... In some songs, I think that his verses are really good. But overall, sometimes his verses, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of rappers don't make necessarily beautiful music. It's just, like, funny.
Nicki does.
Yeah.
Nicki has emotional songs.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, okay, we're already rambling. So, anyway, I called out Lil Wayne. But Nicki, if you're hearing this, and I know you are... Just don't cancel me. Still be friends with me. I'm sorry that I called out Lil Wayne. And you know what? I slurp it back up. Okay? I call out no one. That's that. So, okay, you have a... Okay, it's time for story time, ladies and gentlemen. Everything
story
in between.
Time.
Do you have a story about music?
I have two small stories.
Okay, I'm gagged that you even have some.
Yeah, I'm not like going in depth about...
Okay, well...
Sorry about...
Tell the world.
Tell the world. Okay, well, when I was about 9 years old, I think...
So yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. I wanted to practice music because I used to be very jealous back in the day, like, of my neighbors. So I always...
Why?
Copied them. I don't know. I was just a really jealous person.
Yeah,
I
but
always...
what were you jealous of?
Well, I'm about to tell you. My neighbor, he used to play not the drums, but just like a single drum. I don't know how you would call it. I think just a single drum. And I was, for some kind of reason, really jealous of that. And I wanted to do the same thing. So I took lessons
in
drums. But it was actually pretty funny because I never wanted to do it. I actually wanted to play like the actual drums. But instead, I just decided to copy him for no specific reason.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, my sister also played the drums.
Yeah.
Both singular drum and multiple drums. And but sometimes it's better to just start with a singular drum.
That's true.
And then to work up.
I know, that's true. But to me, it was actually pretty easy. Like, I was quite a fast learner, actually. And, you know, they also, you need to, like, read notes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was actually pretty easy.
Okay, but I just need to tell the world, for the people who don't know how to read sheet music, reading sheet music for drums is a lot easier than actual sheet music with actual notes and tones and whatever.
Especially piano seems very difficult.
Well, we'll go into depth in a couple minutes.
Okay. But then, like, so it was pretty easy to me. So it got boring very quickly. And I just...
How quickly?
I think about, like, 3 months in or something.
Okay.
But I was already... Because I used to watch him perform, I guess. So I actually... How do you say it? I heard what he did, and it was very easy for me to copy because I heard it so many times because they had to, perform, like, these songs, I guess. But in the end, I just decided to quit because it was too easy for me, and I feel like I wasted my time, space, and money. So that was that, my first experience with music, and after that, I did play other instruments.
Like what?
I didn't take lessons, but I played the flute for a while. Just a normal flute. not like a special flute.
And just a wooden old
kindergarten
flute.
Exactly. But did you know, like, when I was younger, everyone in my class had, like, flute lessons. That was, like, a thing.
Yeah, well, me too in Spain.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's really funny.
Everyone had to.
Oh, that's... But why? Because, like...
Because it teaches you music. It's, like, one of the most easy...
Yeah, I see.
...instruments to play, because you don't have to have weird things happening. You just blow into it and push holes.
True.
That sounded really dirty, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I wanted to add something, but that's just going to make it worse. But I was going to say something. But
yes, your second story.
Oh, yeah. No. And I also played the guitar, but I...
But also without lessons, so...
Yeah, also...
Did you play the guitar?
I mean...
No.
Yes.
With sheet music.
No, no.
Then you did not play the guitar.
I know.
Then you did not play the guitar.
I did know, like, a couple, like...
Okay.
Notes or
chords?
Chords.
Okay, but if you do not know sheet music, I feel like that's just the universal way to know. Do you play something? Do you know the sheet music?
No, but I knew how to play a couple songs, so that was something.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
I once... This is not like a...
Okay, is this tea time or is this story time? Not to clock you.
No, it's like... I don't know.
Miss Guitar, but...
I'm sorry, but I was just going to add a little smidge of something.
Okay, a fast smidge of the something.
I also bought a violin once, and...
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Obviously, it didn't go well.
No, obviously.
Because it's fucking hard. But I did teach myself how to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, so... Oh, that was not good. I can't do it. Anyway, my second story is also really a story, but like when I think my friend and I, we were about 14, no, like 13 years old, and we would post covers online on YouTube. We had like 3 or 4, and we thought we were, like, international pop stars, but we really weren't.
Okay. And how many subscribers?
I don't know.
Were involved?
We did have quite a lot of views, actually. For the time.
For the time.
Yeah.
So, like, 3.
No, like, about 1,000. So okay. That was not too bad.
No.
We were children singing.
But,
so.
Yeah. Okay.
So, those were my stories. Great. They were so interesting. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, it's kind of an abstract theme, of course. But I actually do have a little story. So, I actually do make music myself. I'm an artist. I sing and I love to write songs. And actually, my newest song just came out a month ago. It's called All Over Me. Go listen to it. And my artist name is Venus Muse, for anyone wondering. But so I've done many things in music. And now for the last 5 years, 6 years, I've actually really been making my own songs and writing songs and releasing singles and albums. And one day, I think it was like 4 years ago or something, you know, I was looking at my artist profile on Spotify because, I mean, sometimes you just have to change things, your bio or your picture, you know, you want to keep everything really updated and neat looking. And so on Spotify, but also on other streaming platforms, there's like, okay, albums, singles, you know, and songs they were like featured on, you know, like appears on.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly there was a song there in the appears on section on my profile. And it said it was this song by this artist. I won't name the artist. And the song was called Into the Light. And it said featuring Venus Muse. So I was very, very confused. So at the time, I was very much involved in like multiple musical communities. And that didn't mean much, but there were still like people that I talked to and created things with, and that was really, really fun. But this made for the fact that a lot of us had like loops of each other, you know, all of us had like little sound things of each other because we were all working together. So in my first thought, I was like, okay, maybe I'm really featured on this song. Like, I was so confused. I was like, am I really on this? So I listened to the song, and of course, I listened to it all the way, and I'm like, there's nothing of me in this song. Like, my voice is not in it anywhere. So I was really, really confused. So then I went and emailed this artist. I messaged this artist on every social media platform. And weeks go by, and I actually didn't get a response. So eventually, you know, I contacted my music distributor, and they couldn't do anything because it was not officially my music. And even though it had my name, I could not, you know, get it deleted.
That's so stupid.
Which was really stupid. But eventually I reached out to this artist on Facebook, and that was the only place he actually acknowledged that I existed, which was really funny. And luckily he did actually delete the release. So that was really nice. But also then he asked to like work together and stuff. So that was really delusional. I don't know what he was thinking.
No.
So,
did he ever explain why he featured you on it?
I think he was confused.
With another artist or something.
That, or just wanted, you know, just wanted to be cool or something.
Yeah, get more
and
clicks.
Yeah, I don't know. Not that I'm that famous, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, I have songs with over 1,000 streams, so, like, I guess for someone who has nothing, it could seem like an reachable someone to, like, use or something. I don't know. I'm really not
sure. Could be.
But I actually did also play an instrument for quite a long time. I also played the flute. But that's because I wanted to play an actual instrument. Not that a flute is not an actual instrument, y'all, but it's not really an instrument. Let's be real. So before I could play an instrument, I actually had to learn to play flute. And I did that for about a year. And then I played the trumpet for like 5 or 6 years.
Damn.
And I was, not to toot my own horn, pun intended, I was actually quite good. Like, I was actually quite good, and I even won a contest and was in several communities, and we did performances and everything. And I do miss playing the trumpet. Like, that's an actual talent and a skill, which is crazy, but I was not that bad. So I do miss it sometimes.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Especially if you're good and if you really like doing it. Yes. So that's normal.
And especially just getting to learn sheet music. That was really cool for me. And just understanding. I think that was just a great... the greatest thing that I could have ever done. It was, like, such a good introduction into, like, me actually making music.
Yeah. Can you still read sheet music?
Of course.
Yeah?
You don't... it's like a language. Like, you don't ever really forget.
Well, I forgot my sheet music.
Yeah, okay, but sheet music for drums is really different. And...
true.
There's no height in it and no real weird things going on, so it's quite just easy. It's like 1, 2, 3, but then it's also, yeah, you can forget something that small. While sheet music for like an instrument like piano or like guitar or trumpet, clarinet, whatever,
yeah,
it's really, really hard to learn. So then it's really hard to unlearn it.
I see.
And even just how to play the notes on the trumpet, I still know that. And, like, you have 3 buttons on the trumpet that you use to, like, do that, and you use your mouth. But the composition of my fingers on the trumpet, like, how to do the notes, I still do that a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know what they call it, but, like, if you go the whole row of notes, you know, sometimes you do that to, like, exercise, and my fingers go like this.
Yeah.
I'm showing him. Sorry, guys. Huh. But, like, I do that, like... a lot. Like when I'm waiting or when I'm nervous, I go like...
oh, really?
Yes.
That's really funny.
Because I just know it. It's just a part of who I am. But that's also why I miss it, you know?
But that's also kind of funny because I kind of do the same thing. Like sometimes, but it doesn't really, how do you say it?
Mean anything.
No, not really mean anything, but sometimes I do it to music or sometimes just... at random times, I pretend to play the drums too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just doing things. But then I also hear it in my head, how it's supposed to sound, you know? So I guess that's kind of the same. And sometimes I even do it with, like, guitar and piano, even though I don't play piano. So I'm, like, so confused by that.
Well, my family is just very musical. And
unlike mine.
When I lived in Spain, I never knew anything about that. I always loved music. I had an MP3 player. And I used to listen to Lady Gaga and High School Musical music. And, you know, I always loved music. And when I moved to the Netherlands, because I moved to the Netherlands, well, if you didn't know, now you know. Well, I really was interested in music, and my stepmom, she could play the piano really well, and my stepbrother did play the drums, so then everyone kind of got involved, and my sister got into playing the drums, and I got into playing the trumpet. And then I found out that actually my grandpa, who I had never met, because he died before I was born, actually was very well known for playing the trumpet.
That's so that really just, a gag.
That was really a gag, and my mom still had his old trumpet. So that was just... a very big gag to, like, realize, like, it's actually in my blood. And now I still make music to this day. Definitely in a different way, but...
but you're still being creative.
Yes. Who is your favorite artist? I'm asking, like, I don't know, but I'm just gonna ask.
My favorite artist is Melanie Martini. Martinez. Yeah.
Okay, my favorite artist is Ariana Grande. What do you think about, you know, the musical community on social media when it comes to fan bases and stuff?
I'm not that involved in fan bases. Like, I don't really care for them, if that's maybe a little bit stupid to say, but I don't really care for it all too much. But I do appreciate that there are fandoms, obviously, because, well, it's necessary. But I mean, I don't know, like, I feel like you do you, like, if you want to be part of a community and if you feel safe, if you feel good in it, be part of it. Like, it's really good. And it's also a really good way to make friends and
just
share, your opinions on that person. So I think it's really great in a way, but I'm not necessarily involved in a fandom because I don't feel the need to. Like, I just enjoy this person and I know a lot about this person, but I don't feel like I need to talk to other people about this person, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Well, I'm very biased.
Yeah.
I've had 2 fan accounts. Not of Ariana, actually, but I've had a fan account of Demi Lovato in the past and of Fifth Harmony. You know what? You can come for me, but it is what it is. And I actually really love fan bases, and even now I follow like 10 fan accounts of Ariana Grande who let me know all of the things that I need to know.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that is really handy.
Yeah.
I do like that.
But also just Ariana is very involved with her fans and has even invited them to like a sleepover and, you know, giving them free things. And now Ariana has like a close-knit group of fans that even get her new songs before they're released. Like, she really has friends in the fan base, which is really nice. And, you know, Ariana's fan base is, like, so annoying. Like, we are so annoying. Like, for example, there were a lot of leaked songs, and one of them was She Got Her Own, which was, like, such a good song. And us as a fan base, like, were so annoying about that song that we wanted to have it so badly. Because we had only heard, like, little bits that years later she did release it. Because we couldn't not stop asking her. So, like, I really love Ariana's fan base.
Yeah.
And, like, I love us. We're really crazy sometimes.
I don't necessarily love my fan base. Like, I'm not, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not too involved with them. Because some of them are, like, really weird and toxic, and like a couple of years ago there was like a controversial like rumor going on about her that she supposedly did something, and then people started burning her stuff and I don't know, that just
well left, those are not real fans.
No, of course, but that just left a really bad taste in my mouth, and obviously those are not real fans, so no. You can't really compare them to that, but I don't know. I feel like I don't necessarily need to be in one, but I do appreciate that they're there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, an artist that I want to get into so bad is Taylor Swift. But it's just like, Taylor is such a good artist, such a good writer, and her lyrics are off the charts. Like, it's literally so amazing.
Mm.
And now she's on our Eras tour, which is just, like, one of the most amazing tours ever. It's literally been labeled the best tour of our generation.
Oh, really? By who?
By, like, an official... I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something.
Oh, damn.
So, like, it's, like, an official thing. And the tour is incredible. But it's just... Oh, my God. Sometimes I listen to her music, and then I just cannot get behind it. I just cannot get behind putting it on repeat. And that sounds really bad, but some of her music sounds a little bit bland to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's also the reason why her Reputation album is the only album that I actually can listen to, because that album is just great. It's one of my favorite albums, actually. But the rest of it, even Midnights, I just cannot listen to everything.
No, but I feel like that's pretty normal when you're not really... into
no, but I want to be into it.
But why? What is the reason behind it?
Because she's so good at what she does, you know?
Yeah.
And some songs like You Need to Calm Down are like so good. And even Anti-Hero, Bejeweled, Maroon, if you're not Taylor Swift fan, I'm so sorry. Vigilante Shit, which is like on her new album. But then her albums have like 20 songs, but then I only like 3. And that makes me sad. Taylor, I want to like you so bad. Please. Make me like you. No, but oh my god.
But I've had that before. Like, that you really like someone's aesthetic too, and then you really want to like their music or like their personality. Mm-hmm. Like, one big example is I really like this YouTuber, Naomi John. Like, you too. Like her.
Yeah.
But her music is just something else.
Her music is good, but it's just not for me.
No, but you know? She's not, like, the best... Okay, I'm
don't clog her like this.
I'm coming for Naomi. I'm so sorry.
I think she has a great voice. Plus, you don't have to have a great voice.
No, of course.
No.
Of course.
For the people who don't know my music, I actually use a lot of, you know, electronic sounds and voice... like, I don't want to say enhancement because I use autotune and voice modification in a way that it's not to enhance my voice. It's just to get a different sound.
Yeah.
And to, like, really get the specific Venus Muse aesthetic, which is very electronic at the moment. And some people would argue that my voice is not great. And that's fine. But
yeah.
I think singing is not necessarily about the voice. It's about creating and being creative.
True.
Definitely. And just, for me, just putting out there something that I'm feeling, it just means so much to me. And I'm not going to let it be ruined by the fact that I might not have a Grammy-winning voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing to say to that? It yeah. became too deep for you?
No, I was just listening to what you had to say.
You know who's an underrated artist?
Who?
Bratz.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Bratz, girl, you know the Bratz? Like, ooh, Bratz, the girls with the passion for fashion. Excuse me, the dolls.
They have...
The show, the movie.
Yeah, their albums are so good.
I know that we're gay, but like...
No, but...
They are good.
Yeah.
They are bops.
Like, usually, that would not be my cup of tea. Like, when you look at me and my aesthetic, I guess. But... I'm just gonna put it out there, but the Bratz
genie, no, the Bratz genie magic album and the Bratz forever diamonds album.
Yeah,
baby, listen to those two.
They're so good.
Listen to them and tell me that it's not better than Taylor Swift.
That's so funny. Also, I thought I heard something. I'm so sorry, but also like all the Hannah Montana albums.
Hannah.
Oh my god. Listen. But I feel like people do listen to that more.
Yes, me.
Because it's Miley.
It's not Miley.
No.
It's Hannah,
but you know what?
Hannah was something else.
Yeah.
She was literally a star, and then Miley wanted to be herself. That's so selfish. Yeah. Be Hannah, girl.
She needs to come back.
She needs to come back.
It was
actually amazing.
There are so many bops on those albums.
I cannot even name them all.
They're too many.
They are just the most amazing albums ever. No, but I actually have, like...
I'm thinking about one song right now.
Like, what?
The one about their blue jeans.
It's called Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans. It's about the horse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not about the horse, but her horse is also called Blue Jeans.
Yeah. Because she says, put them up...
you should totally make music.
Old blue jeans, that's what she said.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
No, I really love that song.
Yeah, me too.
But I actually have like a list of my favorite albums. Funny enough, she's not on there yet.
Put it on there,
that's what I said. Yeah, but...
Is Bratz on there?
Yes.
Okay. Bald and Hannah should be there too.
Hannah should be there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm also on there. I'm sorry to toot my own horn, but if I cannot support myself, how is anybody else going to support me? You know?
That serves a round. A round of applause.
Yeah. You gotta love yourself. Before.
Before what?
No, what does RuPaul say? How are you gonna love somebody else?
If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Get a diamond up in here. Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely. And... other than that, just music is just great.
Yeah. Is there an artist that you absolutely despise? I think I know.
Yes, Venus Muse.
No.
No. Oh, no, wait, that's me.
That you absolutely despise, that you hate, that you don't want anything to do with.
Melanie Martinez.
No.
I'm just kidding. I actually really love her. Who I actually despise. Wait, let me think. I
know what you're going to say.
Who?
Lizzo.
I don't want to get into this.
You hate that one.
Don't expose me.
Lizzo,
don't expose me.
Don't expose
me. Girl, Lizzo is so, like, trendy, and everyone loves her.
And you don't understand why.
It sounds controversial, because it is, you know? And I don't have a clear reason. But just when Lizzo...
Lizzo. Oh my god, Lizzo.
No, when Lizzo... you know, started to happen.
Yeah.
Her first, like, big song was Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember hearing this song and being like, wow, this is literal garbage. And, you know, it's not. It's just, it's not garbage. Not any song is garbage. It's just not a song for me. And yeah. That's okay.
But do you also dislike her as a person? Is that
the thing? I just really dislike her music.
Her music?
Yeah, her music I just cannot get behind.
Oh, well, I actually kind of like her music.
I
don't really listen to her every day or something, but when it's on the radio, my hips move.
But it's just her as a person, I'm sure she's great. And you know what? She's a bad bitch for, like, playing the flute on stage. Like, the piccolo, I think it is.
Oh, yeah?
That's a bad bitch move. And she is a great performer. I just don't like her music.
Okay, well, that's
fair. But I think that should be respected, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm also not actively trying to like her. Because...
No, but you're also not actively trying to hate her. You're not
sending absolutely not.
Hate messages.
She's doing her thing, and she's rich, and she is, you know, putting her music out there and being successful, and that's all she needs to do. And you go ahead and do that. And also, Lizzo, you don't need me. You know? Like, you really don't need me. So, I'm so happy for you, but I'm happy that I'm not a part of it. I know that sounds, like, kind of shady, but, you know, at least I'm not hating on her.
No.
But also, don't do that to artists. That's the fucking dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. I don't understand why people do that.
You know what I actually hate?
What?
When people say, Beyonce's so overrated.
I mean, she's not.
How is she overrated?
I know why people say it.
Why?
There are a lot of fans.
No, but she's not overrated when overrated. She has great songs.
Yeah, overrated would mean that it's like mediocre and a lot
and
of
people hype it up.
But the truth she is really good.
But the truth is, all of those bitches were also listening to Halo and If I Were a Boy and Single Ladies and Run the World and, you know, name it up. Yeah. Drunk in Love.
Absolutely. I'm pretty
sure.
It's
bop after bop after bop.
Yeah.
So she's not overrated.
No, she's not. And also her last album, like Renaissance.
Ugh. Don't even mention it because I'm so sad that we're not going to the tour.
Yeah, but come on. It's so expensive.
Yes,
I know
but
it's
I
Beyonce,
but I keep seeing things. And you know who's performing on stage with her?
No.
Honey Balenciaga.
No.
Yes.
Honey.
Honey is a backup dancer for this freaking tour. So I'm really upset, actually, about it.
That's so
also,
so
her
bad.
Tour started in Europe, so that's, like, a given that Honey would be there.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't know who Honey Balenciaga is, look the bitch up.
She is stunning.
So, you know, I'm just really sad about that.
Yeah, but she is truly, like, the pop star. Like, the face of the House of Balenciaga.
Even though I don't think she's Balenciaga anymore.
No?
No.
Did she switch?
I think she's in a different house right now.
Really?
I don't know. But I think it was either Mugler or 007.
Oh, well.
But I'm not Mugler sure. But also, Aja LaBeija also changed houses.
Really?
Yes. She's still called Aja LaBeija, but she's now in the house of 007.
Oh,
so that's really weird. Anyway, sorry, this is really gay. I don't know if anyone knows what we're talking about. We're talking about the ball scene. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking what it was called. But anyway, I'm really sad that we're not going to Beyonce. But you know what? I'm just going to have to perform to myself at home.
Yeah.
We're going to make the Walmart version.
Or we're just going to watch the tour on YouTube and then...
Well, knowing Beyonce, she's probably going to make a documentary about it eventually. And we'll just have to watch it.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. But still... Pretty sad.
Yeah, but she was also going to release, like, a movie for Renaissance, but that hasn't happened yet, so.
Well, maybe that will happen still.
Yeah. I hope so.
Because that would be stunning.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the final verdict is that we love music.
Yeah.
I especially really love music. I'm, like, listening to music every day.
Every day.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice with Princess Diana. Y'all are number one on my replay right now. So, y'all did that.
I don't know who's my...
Because no, you don't have Apple Music
anymore. No, not anymore. That's so stupid. I just hate that I have to pay for it.
Well, girl, literally Princess Diana came out, which is like a new song by Nicki and Ice Spice, and it's like such a stunning song. In 2 weeks, it went from not being in my replay at all
to number one.
So that really says something, okay? I'm really a barb. And with that being said... Should I give us a fun fact?
Yes, kick it off.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, 35 minutes talking about music is not enough. So be prepared to have the subject again sometime on a different season or something. But a fun fact about music is that I make it. I know that's like such a dumb fun fact, and like that I've said it before, but girlies, stream it. Girlies, buy it. Support me. Make me be able to buy bread. Okay? Please, I'm begging. You know, I'm like...
Just a pump and a coop.
Just a little pump and a coop. Please. Yes. I need it to breathe. So, no. Actually, without sounding too cringy, my new song, All Over Me, came out a month ago. And it's actually like a pretty good song. Very inspired by Boy's a Liar. Very hyperpop. Very... Jersey Club, if anyone knows what that is. And it's just really great.
Yeah, so if you like that, you should definitely listen to it. And if you've never heard about it, give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
It might be the thing, the new thing for you.
Yeah, and also, you know, stay tuned for more music. I'm definitely creating more and even making a little album, maybe.
Stay tuned. Or more singles.
So stay tuned for that. And if you want to stay tuned for that, follow me on @PhoenixMuse or follow our podcast, you know, to stay tuned for also podcast things, which is @baddedlife.pod.
Please.
Please literally turn off the podcast. Like, you've been listening to 37 minutes of nonsense. Turn it off and look it up. @baddedlife.pod.
We need it.
We need it. We are actually so desperate. Anyway,
we're not
there. That was that, and yeah, that was that.
Yeah, I really liked it.
So next week, we're actually, this is going to be the episode everyone tunes into.
Yeah, is it?
Yes, this is going to be episode 9, Bad at Coming Out.
Ooh.
So this is actually going to be where we reveal our coming out stories. So that's kind of a gag, because I know that everyone on the internet, when you see gay people, that's all they want to know.
Yeah.
So I know everyone is going to scroll and see, do they have an episode about coming out? And you will see, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We will have.
And then you're going to click it. And then you're going to be really happy that you did.
And then we're going to be rich. We hope.
Yeah.
So that's anyway.
Breakthrough, maybe.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
A girl can pray.
That's all we can hope for.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week. And... you know, make music, sing a little, live a little, and if you don't want to do that, if you hate music, you're a bitch.
What's wrong with you?
You're a bitch and you stink. So bye. Good night.
Good night.
Oh. Well.